America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. It is bitterly cold in the Chicago area, and relief is still a few days away. The National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory starting at 9 o'clock tonight, lasting until noon tomorrow on Tuesday. Temperatures will be in the teens and below, and sub-zero wind chills. Those are expected to stick around through at least Thursday. National Weather Service meteorologist Ricky Castro says temperatures should start climbing at the end of the week.
By Friday, mid-20s. Which is still quite a bit below normal, considering that we're heading into the last full week of February.
Castro says the real light at the end of the tunnel is the start of next week's forecast. It calls for highs in the low 40s. The Chicago Department of Family and Support Services has activated warming areas at 6 community service centers this week because of the cold. If you live in Chicago, you can call 311 or you can find a location online. The website is 311.chicago.gov. And with the temperatures well below freezing this week, you need to make sure you keep your faucets dripping to prevent your pipes from freezing. John Timor works with Roto-Rooter Chicago and says you need to leave each faucet dripping once every few seconds or so, and that there's no need to have them fully running. Here's what you do if your pipes freeze.
Partially open the indoor faucets and, you know, reduce the pressure inside the frozen pipes. Carefully use your hairdryer or space heater to thaw pipes. Do not use an open flame.
So disconnect any hoses attached to outdoor spigots and turn off that water supply. And then you need to open the spigot to drain any excess water. Timor recommends continuing that process until the temperature gets above 30 degrees. An international soybean research program at the University of Illinois in downstate Urbana-Champaign is getting ready to close after the Trump administration put its federal funding on hold. Professor Peter Goldsmith is the director of the Soybean Innovation Lab. He says the initiative could start back up if it gets approval, but he doesn't know when that would take place.
So we have received no word, and that's our singular focus right now is to get that expedited review so that they can see and evaluate what we do.
The Soybean Innovation Lab employs 30 people. It's supposed to close in the middle of April, and its goal was to develop the soybean market in Africa and study fungal diseases that could decimate the soybean crops if they arrived in the U.S. Weather, of course, today. It's Washington's birthday. Partly sunny, very cold, a high in the low teens, and the wind chill around 15 below. We have that cold weather advisory starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Tonight will be partly cloudy, a low of 0. The wind chill as low as 20 below. And for Tuesday, sunny skies, a high in the low teens, wind chill around 17 below. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.